This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I want to welcome you and thank you very much for joining us for another hour, another edition of Auto World. And this hour of the program, we're going to the Motor City, and we're going to be talking to one of the most esteemed automotive journalists in not only this country, but around the world. Mr. Paul Eisenstein will be joining us momentarily. We also have in this hour lots of automotive news to talk about, from Ford announcing that they're going to basically stop making all cars except the Mustang, to the recent dismissal of the Ford president. We're going to be talking about engine technology. It's amazing where we've come. It's not unusual today for four-cylinder engines to be outperforming, numbers-wise and otherwise, eight-cylinder engines of 10, 20, 30 years ago. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by a couple of different people, and one has got a very interesting travel guide. I myself have never driven coast-to-coast, so always have that on my list of things that I would like to do eventually, but even if you can't do coast-to-coast, there are many great scenic places to be seen in the United States of America. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Right now, we go to the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan, and bring forth from the Detroit Bureau and publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, Paul Eisenstein. Paul, welcome.
Hi, Bob. Good to be with you.
Well, before we talk about engine technology, which has just come a country mile, let's talk about something I continue to get feedback about, and that is Ford's recent announcement that they're really scaling back in the automotive department. The Mustang will stay, but just about everything else is on the table to be axed. It will be a new Ford Focus, but it's my understanding it's going to be more of an SUV-flavored Focus than what we've seen in the past. Is this true? Is this what we're going to see from Ford?
Yeah, very definitely, Bob. Ford is essentially exiting the passenger car market here in North America. We'll still see plenty of them overseas. Ford will have a next-generation Focus, a range of Focus models in China and Europe, for example. But here in the United States, we'll just have something that it's sort of strange what they're claiming, that it's a passenger car, but it's not. I think there's more legal technicalities why they are sort of waffling, but it appears that it'll probably be a crossover-like vehicle, certainly what other manufacturers would call crossovers, which means that for American buyers, the only true passenger car that will be left will be the Mustang Coupe.
Isn't that remarkable? Boy, Paul, both you and I grew up at a time that Ford, of course, was a full-line car, offering you anything from small cars, subcompacts, compacts, sporty cars, luxury cars, premium luxury cars. You know, for such a big company like Ford to do this, it's a really bold move. They're kind
bold
of surrendering.
Bold is questionable, Bob. Now, by the way, you mentioned luxury cars. We haven't had a very clear explanation of what the strategy is for the Lincoln side. This is for
yes.
The Ford brand. And we're still waiting to get clarification on what Lincoln will do. So stay tuned on that one. I hope to have some more sometime very soon. I expect them to be moving in much the same direction. And, of course, many of those models share the same platform and share the same plant. So it would appear that Ford is going to have to probably trim back the Lincoln passenger car models as well. It's not surprising, though, Bob. I mean, look at the market right now. Light trucks in the broadest term, which include car-based crossovers, traditional SUVs, pickups, and vans, account for two-thirds of the U.S. market, and that's growing. It's over 50% just utility vehicles. So Americans have already voted. The question is whether Ford is making a mistake by not staying in a few of these segments, at least as a small competitor. What it's doing is giving it's basically giving a gift to manufacturers like Toyota and Nissan and Hyundai, and to a lesser degree General Motors. Of course, we've already seen Chrysler, the Chrysler's side of Fiat Chrysler, essentially abandon almost all passenger cars. The only ones that they sell in the United States among the traditional American brands are the Dodge Charger and Challenger muscle cars and the big Chrysler 300. And there's going to be something interesting because my understanding is at an event I'll be at next month, I'll be over in Italy early in the month for the big five-year plan announcement that Sergio Marchionne is going to be making. My understanding is that the two Dodge muscle cars, at least, will continue, but likely will be based on a version of the Maserati Ghibli platform.
Wow.
Which is pretty striking, isn't it?
It sure is, because that's a vehicle that starts in the $70,000 range and goes up from there. That's an announcement. I've also heard rumors of the pulling out of Fiat here from North America. What's your ear saying there?
Yeah, we've been reporting that, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if the Fiat pull out of the United States were to come. The brand simply has not been able to gain any traction since it was introduced earlier in the decade. You recall that it had been out of the U.S. for just short of two decades, just about two decades at the time, and they came back with the Fiat 500. They've added two more models, the 500X and the 500L, both of those, interestingly enough, sharing platforms with the Jeep Renegade, which comes in from Italy. Many people thought they might get a little traction with it, but it just has not gone anywhere. I think last year, even with these new crossover products, their sales went down about 19%, and there's been no indication that it's rebounding this year.
Earlier this past week, we saw the dismissal of the godfather of the 2017 Ford GT. Was that a surprise, Paul?
I'm sorry, Bob, you broke up a little bit. Can you say that one more time?
Sure. This past week, we saw the dismissal of what I call the godfather of the 2017 Ford GT. To see him move to the actual maker of the Ford GT.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I had a little bit of static on the line. I didn't hear part of what you said. Yeah, it was interesting that Raj Nirsch... Well, first of all, people are still trying to figure out what the heck happened with Raj Nair. As you know, he was one of the rising stars. He had been their global product chief, and then he moved up to an even higher post. He was considered one of the top executives at the company, and then suddenly he went on what people were told was a medical leave. And suddenly the word came out he was also swept up in the Me Too movement, disappeared. But we've never gotten a very clear answer. The only thing that I know is that he was tripped up by some sort of complaint that came in on an anonymous tip line that the company had set up after it also had some Me Too issues, a big scandal out of Ford's Chicago plant with a lot of sexual harassment. But Raj is back, and there's still a lot of people who respect him, and people would like to know what happened. For the moment, he's, as you say, he's in Canada.
Isn't that amazing? We've got lots of stories to tell you about, and your input is always welcome at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Grandpa, what do you call this thing again?
It's a 66 Ford Bronco.
I think you got ripped off.
Why is that, honey?
It's got no Wi-Fi, no USB port, no Bluetooth.
Exactly. I guess we'll just have to talk.
Sometimes the best way to connect is to disconnect.
Is that the window button?
It's called a window crank.
Cool. The faster I move it, the faster it goes down.
This moment of escape was created by Haggerty.
Being old is kind of cool, Grandpa.
Works for me.
For people who love cars.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
we've got a great show. We've got Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, thedetroitbureau.com, with us, and we're going to be talking about some other great stories that he's showcasing on the site. You can subscribe. There's no cost for that. Let me remind you, if you need classic car insurance, only Hagerty has the expertise and passion to protect your car how it deserves. Get a quote at Hagerty.com or with your local agent, Hagerty, for people who love cars. We go to the guest lines powered by Hagerty.com, and we should talk about a story that you have up on the DetroitBureau.com about engine technology, and talking specifically about General Motors and Chevrolet. Isn't it amazing, Paul, how we've got these little tiny 2-liter, even below 2-liter power plants putting out what used to be, not that long ago, V8 power?
This is absolutely amazing. And for folks who have bought the argument that we need to roll back the corporate average fuel economy standard, you simply have to get out there and look at what's happening in terms of all sorts of new powertrains. This is an interesting thing to me. Well over half of the powertrains that Ford Motor Company sells in its F-150 are V6s. The majority of those are various EcoBoost, meaning turbo models. They also, of course, have that base naturally aspirated engine. The most powerful of the EcoBoost engines is their most powerful engine. So you don't need the big engines, and under most conditions, they get substantially better fuel economy. Ford now also adding a diesel for the coming model year that'll top 30 miles a gallon. So, yeah, the big news, we just had it up on thedetroitbureau.com, is that Chevy is announcing a range of new engines for its models, which we'll see go into some of the GMC trucks as well. It starts off with a 2.7-liter turbocharged 4, as well as two new V8s. So the V8s aren't disappearing. For those who like 8-bangers, and I got to tell you, the sound of an 8 is still a thrill. You've got the 2.7 turbo 4, a 5.3 and a 6.2 liter 8, and of course Chevy is also joining the turbo diesel market in the full-size pickup. We haven't gotten the mileage yet, the EPA numbers on any of them, but I would be surprised if the Chevy isn't getting up into the range of 30 miles a gallon on the highway. You're seeing insane amounts of improvement in mileage. At the same time, you're seeing improvements in performance and more payload cargo towing capabilities. This is what's amazing, and the automakers have been continuing to deliver this year after year, which is why I think a lot of people, including some in the industry, are saying there's no need to roll back the fuel economy standards.
I would agree, and I also would agree with you. I personally love an 8-cylinder, an 8-banger in the sound, and glad to see what's happening. John is behind the controls at Master Studio in Minnesota. If you have a call, if you have a question, please call at 855-660-4261 or email me, bob@autoworldradio.com. We're seeing an interesting time with the automakers, many of them with their toes in various waters, and a number of manufacturers saying that, you know, they're bringing diesels back, while others are eliminating diesel, and Volvo is one of those companies that's going to focus a little bit more on electric rather than continuing diesel. Tell us more.
Yeah. Across the board, you have the industry reacting to the diesel scandal and the challenges of making diesels deliver legal emissions. As probably almost everybody listening knows, Volkswagen got into some serious trouble a few years ago when they admitted that the EPA was right. They had rigged two of their diesel engines so that they would pass emissions tests, even though in the same conditions in real-world situations, they would get about anywhere from 2 to 40 times, put out 2 to 40 times more pollutants. That's not good. And now we see a few other automakers getting swept up into this. VW alone has spent over $30 billion, really, billion dollars in terms of fines, settlements, and so on. And interestingly enough, VW is now making a major transition from mostly a dependence on diesel for high-mileage technology here and in Europe and in China to a heavy emphasis on electrification. We're going to see an all-new sub-brand from VW called VW ID, which will be bringing out a range of products, including a reborn version of the old VW microbus. And it'll be pure 100% battery electric vehicle. And you're seeing that across the board, Bob. The Volvo, you mentioned, starting this year, they will have no products come out that won't use some form of electrification. And we use that term a lot, but let's explain what it means. Electrification means that some form of battery power will help you drive the vehicle. It can be something like the so-called mild hybrids using 48-volt systems that you're seeing on some of the new Jeeps and the new Ram pickups. It can be conventional hybrids like the Toyota Prius. It can be a plug-in hybrid like the Chevrolet Volt with a V, or pure electric like the Chevrolet Bolt with a B, the Tesla Model 3, the Porsche Mission E, which will be coming out in less than a year, and so many other all-electric vehicles. And by the way, shall we talk about what Elon Musk is saying this morning?
Yeah, I would love to hear. It's always entertaining.
Well, Mr. Musk did announce just recently that they are going to put out a high-performance version of the Model 3, assuming they can actually get them out of the factories. You know, they're still having some trouble doing that, but he did just drop specifications in his inevitable tweet, and he claims it will, quote, beat anything in its class, close quote, including a BMW 3 Series. He is claiming that the Tesla dual-motor all-wheel drive performance version of the Model 3 will be able to do 3.5 seconds, do 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds, hit a top speed of 155 miles an hour, which you know is what most European products are limited to, and still get 310 miles on range. Of course, not driving that way. You have to drive a little slower to get that. Now, here's the thing. You know, they've been promoting the fact that the Model 3 costs only, $35,000? Though, of course, nobody can get anything less than $45,000. They aren't building the base models. And you can expect they're going to put a premium on building this premium model with a premium price of $78,000.
Once again, not unlike what we see with the Model S, you can't find one for less than $100,000. We'll take a pit stop, and then more with Paul Eisenstein. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhow, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for being here. Join us each and every week at this very same time. Of course, we're available in archive and podcast form as well at our network, GCNLive.com. Paul Eisenstein joins us live from Detroit, publisher of the Detroit Bureau and the DetroitBureau.com. And Paul, before we talk a little bit more about all these electric models coming in to take on the Model 3, let's talk a little bit about the DetroitBureau.com. You have subscribers all over the world, and of course the great thing is there's not any charge going on some credit card for the information.
Absolutely, Bob. Yeah, we have been around for quite some time covering just about every aspect of the auto industry, from news to reviews, features, buying tips, selling tips, spy shots, and more. And we are available 24/7. We're posting constantly. We just put up that Chevy story, as a matter of fact, a little while ago. And it is free at thedetroitbureau.com. Now, if you want to stay in touch even more closely, we have newsletters that are also free. We'll send you an alert every time we have a new story, or daily or weekly or even monthly if you prefer. And, of course, you can also get our RSS and Twitter feeds. And everything, as you said, is free.
Paul, I understand there are a whole slew of electric, all-electric models in the pipeline, including one that Mercedes is going to be building in a French plant to take on the Model 3 from Tesla. Tell us a little bit more about some of these compact vehicles that we're going to be seeing.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, getting back to what we were talking about before the break, Bob, everybody is moving into the electrification area. Mercedes, like Volvo and VW and many other manufacturers, paring back on its efforts with diesel to focus on electrification. And just before I get into Mercedes, one of the reasons that's happening, Bob, is that not only is Europe increasing its standards or toughening its standards on emissions and fuel economy, but China has set minimums of how much any manufacturer must sell in terms of electrified vehicles, even tougher than what we see out of California. And the only way to get there is by adding a lot more models. And, of course, they're not going to build these just for China. They're going to sell them around the world. So Mercedes is also launching its own all-electric sub-brand. You know, there's Mercedes-Benz, and Mercedes-AMG, Mercedes-Maybach, and soon we're going to have Mercedes EQ. We've already seen a few of these in concept form. Last fall, we saw the EQA, basically an A-class or a subcompact model that they introduced in Frankfurt. And we're going to be seeing that coming out in an all-electric form, slightly different look to let you know that it's special. We'll also be seeing the EQC, which will be a version of the GLC, their compact crossover model.
Yeah, it's remarkable to see some of these traditional automakers making the shift towards electric. And these are companies that are used to building vehicles, mass numbers of vehicles. And as many people have speculated, I find it hard to believe that Tesla will ever make the kind of production numbers that have been predicted, Paul. And what's, of course, just recently we saw another death. Actually, two young men were taken when a Model S on cruise control, basically on hands-free autonomous operation, was involved in a crash. There have been lots of crashes.
Elon Musk is very quick to point out that there are thousands of vehicle fires every year. And he's quick to point out that there are lots of pedestrian fatalities and lots of crashes, period. And we saw, 40,000 people, including pedestrians, killed last year. But the thing is, there's been a lot of them for a fleet that isn't very large. That's what concerns a lot of people. Yeah, you're right. You do get disproportionate coverage of any crash involving a Tesla product, particularly when they're in autonomous or semi-autonomous autopilot mode or when there's a battery fire. But the numbers are very small. And Tesla has sort of waffled. You may recall there was a photograph of Elon Musk and his then wife putting their hands out the windows of a Tesla Model S when they introduced autopilot, basically encouraging people to think that you could drive hands-free. There were videos of people jumping into the back seat. And now, as we've seen a bunch of crashes, we're seeing the company try to take a much different position, almost saying that, no, you can never take your hands off the wheel, which is definitely not what they were promoting early on. Though they very quickly made it clear this isn't full autonomy. A lot of people are getting confused, and I have to blame Tesla at least for some of that confusion. And Bob, the fire that you, the crash you're referring to, I believe, was one down in Florida that killed two teens and injured a third. That did not, as far as we know, involve autopilot, but it did involve a battery fire. Remember, lithium batteries, just like the batteries that they ban from the cargo holds on many commercial airliners, lithium batteries have a tendency to catch fire if there's damage to the battery. And the vehicles can catch fire in a crash. There's a big investigation on in Switzerland right now on another battery fire. We've seen a number of those. But there have also been a number of crashes involving Tesla's operating in autopilot, another one which did not result in a fatal injury, but in fact a surprisingly minor injury, when a woman in Utah just this month ran into the back of a fire truck at 60 miles an hour. She was distracted, but apparently the autopilot that Tesla confirmed it was operating under autopilot mode didn't even see the truck in front of it and ran right into it.
Wow, that's something to think about. Paul Eisenstein is with us from the DetroitBureau.com, and recently, Paul, one of your correspondents, got a first drive of a new Buick model, and Buick continues to transform itself, and this one looks like it's got the potentials of perhaps being a hit.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to drive the Avenir sedan model, and I was quite impressed with it. It's not the Avenir that many people recall from the auto show that just had everybody's jaws dropping. What they've done is Buick has created a sub-brand, basically the equivalent of the GMC Denali. So these are high-end versions of existing models, and I'd expect to see Avenir across the board. And now one of the vehicles that this includes is the Enclave Avenir, of course, the Enclave being a very well-received SUV. Our contributor, Joe Cessny, had a chance to drive the Enclave Avenir, and as he puts it, luxurious interior, leading-edge tech, and great road manners. It's a good sign that Buick has figured out how to take itself even more upmarket. Now, here's the downside. By going upmarket, they're also pressing even further into Cadillac territory.
Mm-hmm. It's confusing. There's no question about it. It seems like a lot of these automakers are making moves, but really don't know what the ultimate outcome will be. Another thing that we're seeing is China continuing to gather up automotive business. I understand BMW has opened a new R&D facility in Beijing, and this is just one of, I believe, three that are operating in China.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, you saw one of the first R&D centers in China was set up by General Motors, which was the first major foreign automaker to get serious about operating in China. We did see Jeep in the old days go there over a quarter century ago, but they pulled out when the Daimler-Chrysler marriage broke up and only recently returned. There's no surprise. It's the world's largest car market, and it's the world's largest luxury car market.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too.
These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k.
You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
He is the rock and roll gearhead. I am Bob Long. This is Auto World. Paul Eisenstein joins us live from the Hagerty-powered Auto World guest lines, and we're talking about some of the trends and another trend, and I want to get your reaction to New York being one of the folks that gives the tours there, but Volkswagen, the brand, is pulling out of the Paris Motor Show. We're seeing this with so many of the manufacturers these days, kind of picking and choosing, and in many, many cases, getting out completely out of the various shows. Was this a big move for the VW Group? Oh, we may have a phone problem with Paul. We'll see if we can.
Bob, I am having a hard time hearing you, I'm afraid.
Okay.
There we go. Thank you. Now I have you back.
Okay, wonderful. Let's talk about another trend which we're seeing is the pulling out of OEMs from various auto shows. And Volkswagen, for example, has decided to bail out of the Paris Motor Show. More and more we're seeing this.
Yep, we are seeing a definite rethinking by automakers on what the automotive show world is all about. There's been a lot of coverage in recent months over the problems that faced the Detroit Auto Show. As you know, a lot of makers weren't there this year. Volvo wasn't. Mazda wasn't. A number of high-end manufacturers, Aston, Bentley, and so on. But now you're seeing mid-range makers flee by mid-range and luxury makers flee by the droves. We had seen, BMW and Mercedes already said that they wouldn't be there in 19, and most recently Audi has dropped out. But it's not just Detroit. And it's intriguing to see that manufacturers are also now pulling out of Europe. So BMW plans to cut by something like three quarters their spending on European shows next year. That means that the Frankfurt show, which they have a huge building of all to themselves, they probably will be just sharing it with somebody in the future, from 36,000 square feet down to about 10,000 is what they're talking about. And VW apparently will skip entirely the Paris Motor Show, which is the big show that starts the 2019 model year season coming up this September. And I expect to see more automakers dropping out or scaling back across the globe.
Yeah, on sign of the times, once again, it costs a manufacturer an awful lot to have one of those booths at the major shows, and I guess a lot are deciding that the return isn't worth it. New York seems to be the right...
Before we get on, let's tell people what it costs to do a show like Detroit. To have the smallest booth you can think of is $1 million. And you can be $5 and even $10 million at big auto shows. And that's not even to do a news conference. A news conference can cost millions of dollars. That's for 20 minutes. And that's one of the reasons that a lot of automakers in the last few years have been holding, if you will, advanced news conferences, in some cases, not doing things on the show floor, but doing things on the day or two before the official press days. So Volkswagen, I'll be very curious to see what happens, because normally they do a group night in which all of the brands, all the way from mainstream VW and low-end Skoda and Seat, all the way up to the likes of Lamborghini and Bentley, take over some big center around the city, you know, in Frankfurt or Paris or Geneva, and they do a preview for thousands of people, and that thing can run them $10 million or more. Now, I'll be curious to see if that gets dropped entirely. But manufacturers are finding that's an effective solution. It can still be cheaper than a 20-minute news conference, and they can keep people around for a few hours.
Isn't that amazing? Let's talk a little bit about the New York show from a perspective of what you do there every year, and that's give some tours to folks who come through. They have an opportunity to be paired up with an auto expert like Paul, and Paul takes them on a personal walk through the show. How were the crowds this year? And again, I seem to notice a real uptick in the importance of the New York Auto Show and also participation there.
Yeah, it was interesting this year because, you know, the L.A. show was much flatter than people thought it was going to be. It had promised to be a big show, and it was okay. It didn't quite make the news that people thought. Geneva, there was, again, a bit of flatness there. Chicago, of course, was barely anything. Chicago is a shadow these days. Detroit was pretty much over by early afternoon on the first day, which wasn't very good. And so people were going to New York saying, oh boy, this could be the end of a very bad auto show season. And surprise, surprise! They had a lot of news there, as anybody who reads our site or listens to your show knows. There was a lot of news out of New York. And I love giving the tours following the press days. I usually do 3 days of tours. The show sets it up, and thank you. They pay me for that. I never mind that. But it's a chance to mingle with people who are, in some cases, really into cars, in some cases, just looking for a car. And it gives me a chance to hone my perspective of what the show's all about. I get to hear what people care about, and that hones what I do as a journalist in the coming months as I start reporting on the things at the show.
So true. And what were the concerns, or what were some of the issues that you fielded questions on from your tours there, Paul?
Well, a number of things. People are very interested in the safety technology. One of the tours I gave was a family tour, so that was particularly high on everybody's list. But even among performance folks that showed up on some of the other tours I gave, safety is something that everybody cares about these days. Even folks driving, the most high performance model, they want to know what's on board, and that's great. I'm really pleased to see that, because safety and performance can go hand in hand. They are not anathema to one another. Fuel economy. So for all these people down in Washington who are thinking, we can cut the fuel economy standards, do so at your own peril. The reaction that I got from people at every auto show I've talked to people is that consumers, whether they're left or right wing when it comes to their politics, they want better fuel economy. And I expect that if the New York show were held today, it would be even a bigger story, considering how much fuel prices have gone up.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Let's talk about a interesting business deal, and that's Mobileye snags $8 million car deal in Europe. Tell us a little bit about these folks.
Well, Mobileye is an interesting company. They are based in Israel. And you and I talked 2 years ago when I came back from spending about a week over in Israel, which has become a high-tech center for the auto industry. They are not a manufacturing center, but there's a lot of technology, particularly around the Tel Aviv area. And a number of interesting companies have come out, and a number of them have been sold for insane amounts of money. How many people, if I could ask everybody out there to raise their hands, how many of you used Waze to help you get around traffic jams? Mm-hmm. I see a lot of hands pop. Guess what? That was Israeli, and it was sold to Google. Redbend, which is a company that will be doing over-the-air updates for a lot of manufacturers, Israeli, sold to Harman Kardon, which was, I think, recently sold to Samsung, if I remember correctly. And I can go on and on. Mobileye was a company that is a company that came up with these incredible camera-based systems that almost every manufacturer, there's a couple that don't, but almost every manufacturer uses in their forward collision warning and other technologies. They were sold to Intel for billions of dollars. And yeah, you're right. They just did a deal with an unnamed European company where they will be selling something like 8 million new cameras on a chip. And by the way, these are amazing. They're basically much like the cameras you have inside your smartphone. Incredibly small, incredibly high resolution. But the difference is these are smart devices capable of doing things like telling whether you're drifting out of your lane, whether there's a car in front of you, and so on. That's great technology.
And as usual, a great visit with Paul Eisenstein. Paul, thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World.
Great to be with you, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour. I'm Bob Long. Thanks for being with us.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right. For life, every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.